Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's time for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And now, here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Welcome, everybody. It's 3 o'clock Monday afternoon. It's President's Day. And, you know, here in Katy, it's about 70 degrees on the outskirts of Houston, Texas. Kids are off from school, and it's just a great day to be outside. It's a great day to have the day off if your company allows you a paid holiday for President's Day. Anyway, we have a great show coming up today. We have a special guest, a lady that is the general manager of a Chili's that more and more networking groups across Houston are starting to use. We can't wait to get her on the show here today. And our second guest of the day is a gentleman by the name of Stephen Kay, who is the co-host of 650 Talk, a morning radio show here locally in Houston. So we got a great show. We're really excited about those. We have one announcement I'd like to make, if I could here. We're Tough Talk has put a team together to be a part of the Liver Life Walk Houston, which will be April 2nd from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. We're looking for people to sign up on the team, make a small donation, and do the walk. There's a 1K and a 5K. So there's great sponsorship. Starbucks will be there doing their little handouts. Walmart, Be Fit Foods, and Methodist Hospital will be there as well. This is a great opportunity for people to actually learn a little bit about what the American Liver Foundation does. I had the opportunity of going to their kickoff, and I'm telling you, when you listen to parents stand up and talk about, you know, some of the liver diseases that their children were born with, if you have children, it is heartbreaking. So I highly, highly recommend signing up, okay? And, you know, you can find all your information out always at toughtalkwithtonygambone.com. We'll have a link by the end of the day up on the website where you can just go and click on it and sign up to be on the Tough Talks team, or just make a donation to the event. Also, you can email me at tony@tonygambone.com, or you can just get in touch with a lady by the name of Becky Hallen at 281-907-6163. Now, folks, this is a great, great event, and I hope that everybody takes the opportunity April 2nd to get out there and enjoy the fresh air and put some donations to really, really good use. And you know that we're really about helping charities locally and stuff like that, and we usually focus on the smaller charities because they're the ones that need the help. Well, the reason why we've joined in with the American Liver Foundation this year is because for years it fell through the cracks, and last year they had their Liver Life Walk, and this year will be their second one, and they're trying to raise up to $70,000 this year to beat their mark last year by over $20,000. So I know there's a lot of listeners out there that want to be a sponsor or be a part of it. So get in touch with me, tony@tonygambone.com. Anyway, on with our show. Let's bring our first guest today. Kelly. Kelly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, Kelly, thanks. Kelly Bryant, thank you for taking the time to be a part of our show today. I know that you're a very busy person, and you're the general manager at one of the local Chili's, so that says it right there. Plus, yes, you're a mom, so you spend a lot of time doing a lot of stuff for everybody but yourself, I would imagine.
Right, but that's okay. I enjoy it, so.
Okay, well, Kelly, I know that we spoke before you got on the show. And, you know, wanted to know what kind of questions I was going to ask you. And our basic questions on the show are, you know, kind of like who you are, where you're from, and all that good stuff. So what we want to do is we'll just start out the show by asking you, are you originally from Houston?
Yes, I am originally from Houston. And I moved to Katy in 2005. So that's where I live now.
Okay. All right. And so you're born and raised here in the Houston area. Where did you go to school?
I went to MacArthur High School, and I graduated in, and if I tell you what year, it'll give my age away, but I was a cheerleader, and I graduated in 91. So I'm from the Aldine area, so up north is where I'm from.
Okay. And, I mean, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I do. I have one sister and a brother, and they're twins. So, and I don't get to see them much, which is unfortunate because they live way up in Conroe. They live, and then my brother lives in West Houston, so I don't really get to see them that much. And plus, I work a lot. So.
Right. Well, for people that are listening from outside the Houston area, Houston is big. I mean, you can drive from one side of the city to the other side, and that could be an hour if there's no traffic. Could be more. So when, you know, people say, well, it's just right in the area, it is a little bit harder than it sounds. So I know when I go to Conroe, I pack a lunch.
Or a bag.
Right. That's funny.
Pretty far.
Yeah, very good. It is. And I had to go. I went this year for the first time to the Renaissance Festival. And, you know, I thought that I was leaving the state. That's like really far away. So anyway, it's the fourth largest city in the country. So what would you expect? There's so much to do here. But unfortunately, there's so many people here. There is some traffic problems from time to time. Anyway. That's fine. Do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have two beautiful, awesome daughters. They are 8 and 5 years old, and they are skiing right now with their dad. And I got a report that there is an eye boo-boo coming back from Wintergreen. So I'm nervous to see how bad that is. So.
Yeah, one thing about children, they heal really fast.
I hope so, but it's her eye, so we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Okay, so let's find out. I mean, I met you at Chili's.
Yeah.
And it's the one on Westheimer, and I don't know, how do you even pronounce the location where you're at? Is it Carlin or Carlton?
It's Chili's Carillion. It's in front of Sherlock.
Carillion.
In the Carillion Shopping Center. Yes, on Westheimer.
Okay, so I wasn't even close.
No, but that's okay. Now you know.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I'll mess it up again. Just give me a little time. Anyway.
I will.
So tell me, general manager, that's a pretty big title. I mean, did you go to college for this? Did you just start there when you were 12? How does that all come about?
No, actually, it's funny. I worked in College Station, and I worked in a pool hall. And back in the day, every Tuesday and Sunday night were hospitality night. So all the people from Chili's would come in there, and the general manager there, he really liked me, and so I was actually one of the first people that came on straight as a server at the Chili's in Aggieland, and that's how I started with Chili's, and I worked from server to bartender to trainer to manager, and now I'm a general manager. So it took me 16 years to get here, but I made it, so, and I'm really excited about it. I love my job, so I love
it. Did you go to A&M?
No, not really. I tried a couple of times, but I basically worked really hard. I just worked a lot. I went to Blinn, and I was wanting to take everything that I could before I got into, you know, big girl college, but, I just stayed with Chili's, and I worked really hard, and then my grandmother passed away, so I had to move home, and I stayed with Chili's ever since, and I hate to say this, and I'd never say this in front of my kids, but I'm not really good at school, so I chose to just work really hard and work my way up, so that's how I got where I am today, so.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, not everyone's cut out for school. It's highly recommended, but in today's economy... Well, I mean, it might be argued with today. There's a lot of people with master's degrees that can't get a job.
Right.
So,
I
understand that's what you have to tell your children.
Right, but, and I will. You know, I wish I could have. I mean, I wish I had a degree, but, you know, at the end of the day, I wouldn't be where I am right now if I didn't make all the choices that I did, and I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life. So I don't regret any decision that I made. So I'm very happy.
Yeah, I think that's awesome, and I think people need to know that, you know, there is a lot of people that didn't go to college or didn't complete a college thing and still
right.
got a lot out of life just because they followed something that was important to them. So, I mean, I think that's really key, and a lot of people just focus on what they think that, you know, go to school, and like I said, there's people with master's degrees teaching fifth grade math. You know, so
right. Well,
I mean,
think, I think that no matter what, whether it be school or no school, it doesn't matter however hard you work. And if you want something enough, then if you work really hard, that you'll get it. And I truly believe that. So, and I have everything I want right now in life, so I'm good. I'm lucky.
Okay, so, well, let me ask you this then. So you worked your way up into the GM position at Chili's, and you know, in my show here, we kind of target a lot of business owners, and mm-hmm. you know, a lot of things that I try to find out from individuals. You know, like you're not self-employed, but I bet you couldn't spend more time at your job if it was your own. So, explain your success in that company? I mean, what is it that you do that really keeps you so focused on climbing that ladder at Chili's?
Well, first of all, I would say it's the people around me. You know, and a lot of people think restaurant managers, you know, we do work very, very hard. And I think with Chili's, we're so fortunate to have such a great group of people around us. I mean, the managers at other GMs in my area, they're like family to me. So I think just the support alone just drives each of us to be successful together. I know, like, the GMs in my area, we're so tight. And if you need anything, you can call somebody. But for me, I've always wanted to be at the top. You know, if I get promoted or whatever the next level is, that's what I want. So whatever it takes in the middle to get there, I'll do what it takes. And another thing is I'm very fortunate to have great managers and team members around me that, you know, motivates me to do the best that I can for them. So they'll make money, and they make money, I'm making money. So I've been very lucky. But I just, the fact that I love Chili's and I love my job, that's the number one thing that drives me. And then also just being a role model for my girls. I want them to know that you have to work hard to get what you want in life. So those are the things that are important to me for my success. So,
well, Kelly, I spent almost 20 years in the casino industry, and when I opened up casinos in the South in Mississippi, there were 3 casinos I was part of opening, and I got kind of very involved in the restaurant areas. And I got to tell you, that's a nightmare sometimes. It's really key that you have good managers, because if not, it just becomes one giant babysitting service. And the way that I relate that to business owners is, you know, I try to tell business owners that it's really important to partner up with other business owners to work together. And that seems to be the key to what you're saying, is that your managers have partnered up with you to all work together, and other GMs of the location. So, I mean, that seems to be key no matter what you do.
Right. I mean, if it wasn't for, I mean, I can tell you a million stories, but there's just, I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for everyone around me. And when I got promoted, I mean, I got promoted back in September. The 3 managers that work with me now, I had actually already worked with them in my career. One as a server, one as a manager, and I was actually the manager of one of them. So when I got that location, I knew I had 3 amazing people around me. So I would not be successful, and, you know, we're doing really well right now, and I'm so proud of my team, but I would not be where I am right now if it wasn't for, you know, their support. So I'm very fortunate. So it's been very helpful. I appreciate it very much. So.
Well, it's a known fact that not one person can do it alone, and it's it seems that they'd be very lucky to have you, because you're putting your success and their your success, you're making it their blame. So that's pretty good that you noticed that as well. So, hey, we have to take a short break, and we're going to come back. We've got a couple more questions for Kelly here, and I just want to let people know, if you want to call in, the number is 347-989-1363. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can project a professional image regardless of your size. Whether you're just starting or a small business, it's powerful to project a big company image to build credibility with your new prospects. Virtual Tone has a package to give you that confident presence you need. You can have a big company image over the phone and on the internet with one package. Everything you need now and in the months and years to come. Virtual Tone includes a robust, expandable package of business tools and features that will help your business grow. Your package is full of powerful business tools, which include phone system with phone lines that's ready to expand when you are. Web hosting, including blogs, up to 25 websites. Email system with filters and security. Popular contact management system. Absolutely the only communication system your business will ever need. Guaranteed. Virtual Tone Entrepreneur Packages, starting for only $99.97 monthly.
If you're working too hard for not enough profit, you need to run to your phone and call Roger Bonino from Avicoach. Roger works with business owners to increase profits by at least 68% per year and will help build a team to run the business for you so you can have time for yourself. Give him a call today at 281-937-7196 or go to www.avicoach.com/rbonino for a free coaching session and business analysis. Let Roger Bonino be your business advisor, making your success a reality.
Since Comedy Sports began, we've answered thousands of calls for help.
This is Comedy Sports. How can I help you?
My meeting is falling apart. The attendees were happy earlier, but I didn't book any evening entertainment. Now they're all yawning over their chicken dinners.
Okay, ma'am. I'm going to call the Comedy Sports Touring Company.
This is Peter.
Peter, this is a comedy emergency. I'm going to give you the location of a hotel ballroom. They are in desperate need of entertainment.
Oh no, someone is about to call a DJ.
Okay, we'll get them laughing again with a clean, audience interactive show.
I'm going to stay with you until Comedy Sports arrives.
Why didn't I book an interactive comedy show to begin with? Oh, thank goodness, they're here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Comedy Sports performs every week at their West Houston Theater. Comedy Sports is also available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to perform throughout the state of Texas at your corporate or private event. Visit ComedySportsHouston.com for details or call 713-868-1444 for availability.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and we are here today with GM of Chili's, Kelly Bryant. Chili's Carillion. See, I got to remember that because there's like 900 of them, and we don't want everybody calling in from all the Chili's around
there's
Houston area here.
There's actually 1,400 something of them, so there's a lot of them. So all over the world, actually.
1,400 Chili's?
Yeah, we're the oldest Chili's in the entire world. My building is the oldest original building still standing, so that's
really
pretty cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. All the other ones, 1 through 6, one of them was torn down and rebuilt, but I'm the oldest original building still standing in the company. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Very cool. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I just want to let business owners that listen in. We do a lot of networking here in Houston. I think there's around 360-some networking groups in the city of Houston. And I just want to make sure that everyone knows out there that Kelly has made it available for any networking group to come and talk to her about holding an event there. And Kelly, can you explain the room that you have, what you've done, and how you're accommodating networking groups to come and talk to you about possibly using your space, and you know how they can get in touch with you for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have an upstairs area available. It seats about 40. So when I took over the location, you know, Chili's right now, we're really trying to build our sales. Plus, we want to, you know, offer things to the community and others involved. So what we've done is Monday and Tuesday nights, as of right now, we're offering the room. There's no charge. And if people call ahead of time, you can use the room for free. And actually, Roger, that's using the room tomorrow, we've been trying to get glass up to make it kind of soundproof upstairs for years. And so I made one phone call like 2 weeks ago, and we had the glass put in immediately. So if you're worried about sound or anything like that, there's 5-foot glass now between the upstairs, the downstairs, and the middle floor, where it's and also we have a flat screen TV and a hookup for your laptop. We also have a projector screen now, as well as an easel if you need any of those things, and they're all free to use. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we were, you know, everyone knows that I do a Tough Talk meetup meeting, business meeting once a month, and this month we were supposed to have there this evening. We had to cancel for some uncontrollable reasons, and We are going to be holding holding more of our events there. This is a great space, and I like it because, well, Kelly's so accommodating, and the space is awesome. It's secluded. It's upstairs. It's not closed in. It's like she said, she's got the glass. I know that Roger Benito has been doing his AvaCoach dinners there. I know that Bee Harmony is going to have their event this coming March 7th up there. And we're really excited about the space that's available there. So if people want to get in touch with you, how do they call you or email you?
They can call the restaurant. You want me to give you the number?
Yes,
713. It's 713-780-8254, or they can email us at C00007, that's four zeros, C40007 at chilis.com. So,
yeah, that's like
guys,
one
right
step
now,
above James Bond, four zeros instead of
exactly.
Two. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That's how I roll.
That's how you roll. I like that. See,
right,
so people
also,
listen.
But we also have a patio, too. So we have a big patio outside for, you know, other networking, or we have a great happy hour and stuff, too. If anybody is interested in that type of networking, we also have a really awesome patio, Faces West Timer. It seats about 25 to 30 people. So it's also a place where you can call and see if you can reserve outside. So.
And I read somewhere is that you're having the Chamber of Commerce there?
Yes. We joined the Chamber this year, which has been an amazing thing for us. We've met some wonderful people. And that's how I met you, because Roger and Gio. And but, yes, we're having our ribbon cutting on April the 7th from 5:30 to 6:30. And then from 6:30 to close, we have something called Margarita Madness every year. It's like Chili's against Chili's, who can sell the most margaritas, and it's so much fun. So we have our margarita kickoff party on the patio with a DJ and a chips and salsa bar and everything from 6:30 to close. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're really excited about it. So, yeah.
Awesome. That is great. I'm looking forward to that because I know Bee Harmony is there on the first Monday of the month in March, mm-hmm. and I believe that we're going to be there this first Monday in April, which I believe is the same day as your kickoff, right?
You said April 7th? April 7th?
I think
7th
so.
Is the kickoff. It's a Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, darn it, I thought I was going to get to be in that contest to help your Chili's
you
sell the most margaritas. Yeah, I will have to
friends.
Do that.
We have good margaritas, so.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been so impressed so far that I have no problem believing any of that. And I know that I've passed the word around to a lot of people, and we'll be doing more lunch. We do a lot of one-on-ones, and we do a lot of meetups with people that we meet networking, and we need places during the day to go sit and, you know, and have a one-on-one. And I used to like Panera Bread, but it just seemed like it was a little bit too many people could just come walking up and interrupt you. So I've gotten more to the restaurant setting, and Chili's is my new spot. So I highly recommend everyone checking it out. The address there is 10001 Westheimer. And we will, as always, have this interview up on the previous guest website and on the website for previous guests. And we'll have Kelly's name up there and the link right to her store. So if there's anyone out there that's trying to either get in touch with Kelly or have an event there, or if you just want to get the best service out of the oldest Chili's in the United States, this
is the
place. In the world.
Yes.
Well, that is my United States. But anyway, that's very cool. I didn't know that. Now I mean, that gets another star next to your name. I just interviewed the GM of the oldest Chili's in the world, and there's over 1,400 of them.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes.
That is incredible. All right. Anyway. What else is coming up at Chili's that we need to let everybody know about? Is there something else that they need to do other than make sure that they go there at least once a week for the next 3 months?
Right. Well, one thing I do want to talk about, and you and I just had that conversation about the American Liver Foundation, is something great that I don't think a lot of people realize that they can do with Chili's is we offer something that we call Give Back Nights. And what we do is we make the flyer for you. We can email you the flyer. You can print as many as you want. You pass it out to your family, your friends, whoever you want. It could be a foundation. It can be your school. It can be the booster club, your football team, any Chili's near you. All you have to do is pass out the flyer, and those people bring the flyer in. And all the sales generated from those flyers, we give 10% back to your school, your group, or your organization. So that's out there. I mean, even as far as if you want to get your neighborhood together and raise money for something, you can do that as well. It's really easy, and it's something that we do, and I really don't think enough people know about it. So, and hopefully I can help you, and I'll be getting with you on that. So.
Okay, well, Kelly's volunteered to help me get 4 or 5 other Chili locations involved in the Give Back Night to raise money to go towards the American Liver Foundation. So that's some awesome stuff. And as you can see, a lot of people don't know a lot of information about Chili's other than the fact that they had the 2 for $20 or some kind of stuff that people remember from the advertisement on television. And one of the things that I have found out that I've never had a bad experience at Chili's, but this is the best experience I had at being in the Chili's when I met Kelly, and the way that she presents herself and the way that they have been available for us to have networking functions there as well. So I really, really appreciate your time today, Kelly.
No, not a problem. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And we will see you soon. I'll probably see you tomorrow night at Roger's event. But for anyone else that wants to get in touch with you, they need to call 713-780-8254. And once again, the email address at her restaurant is C and 40 at chilis.com. Kelly, once again, thanks for everything. I appreciate your time today.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short commercial break with the co-host of the very, very popular AM radio show here in Houston area. Most people have heard of him. The rest of you is probably take the bus to work. Anyway, we'll be back with Stephen Kay in just 1 second.
Are you ready to see your business grow? Do you know the awesome power in a referral? Have you heard that networking can lead to increased sales revenues? In a recent CNN Money article on networking, it was stated by Keith Ferrazzi, author and networking expert, that above all, do whatever you can to help others succeed. It will come back to you. Generosity is the key to success. Joining a networking organization is vital to the success of your business. My Referral Network is your solution. My Referral Network teaches you how to be an effective networker. My Referral Network helps you grow your business through highly effective, warm referrals. My Referral Network has partnered with sales, marketing, and networking experts such as James Dutton for the guaranteed growth and success of the organization and its members. My Referral Network is your referral network. Building your business with endless warm referrals. www.myreferralnetwork.net.
If you're in the top 25% of the fastest times,
wow, what a great speaker. Where did you find him?
You know, I used to have trouble finding speakers. Then someone told me about SpeakerCoop.com.
SpeakerCoop.com? What's that?
It's a website full of speakers who speak to groups like ours.
How did you decide which speaker to choose?
The website lets you search for speaker by topic.
I've got to find the speaker for our luncheon next month. This will make it easy. I'm going to go to SpeakerCoop.com.
How does your business survive in tight economic times? How do you identify your ideal clients and deliver a tight, clear message that displays your company's strength? What are the critical steps of a successful marketing campaign? Find out the answers to these and many more marketing questions at the next Perceptive Marketing Bootcamp. Learn how you can create and effectively deliver a strategic message that will make your business grow. Find out more at PerceptiveMarketing.com. Perceptive Marketing, more than a decade of smart, sharp solutions.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and we just had the pleasure of having Kelly Bryant, the general manager of the oldest Chili's in the world, right here at 10001 Westheimer, which is Westheimer inside the Beltway at the Carilion Center. And I'll tell you, if you have never been to that restaurant, you need to go there and ask to meet Kelly. She's, well, she's a lot of life and a very, very pleasant person to talk to. The service there is great. And I highly recommend if you have a networking event that you're trying to find a location for, give her a call at 713-780-8254. And her name is Kelly Bryant, and she might be able to take care of you then if there's a list, but it's worth checking out. Anyway, our next guest here today is a gentleman that, well, he's a co-host of the Talk 650 Morning Show with Brent Clanton and Stephen Kay. And Stephen Kay, we are lucky to have him on the show today as our guest. I mean, you know, I do this Blog Talk radio show, and now I'm getting someone from AM radio that's on for a couple hours every morning here in Houston. And this is a real honor. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Tony, the honor is truly all mine. I appreciate you having me on today.
Buddy, this is really cool. I never thought, first of all, when I first checked out Stephen, you know, everybody knows I'm from Philadelphia area. Well, Stephen's a big Flyers fan. So I knew we had some kind of connection. Now, I got to be honest with you, I don't even like hockey, but I like the part where it says Philadelphia Flyers. See? So that, I knew we had some type of connection.
And, since you're not a fan of the actual sport, I'll be happy to report that the Orange and the Black are leading their conference in first place.
Really?
Yeah. So Philly's doing very good this season.
You know, I did go to a couple games. You know, back in the 70s, like when the Cup was, you know, the Stanley Cup was won by the Flyers, you know, I rode on the back of a tractor trailer down there, and the parade, it was awesome. It was really great. I even went to a couple games and sat on the glass and got the bejesus scared out of me, okay, because that's pretty cool place to sit when you're watching a hockey game. But I had no clue what was going on. I got to be honest with you. I knew nothing about what they were doing. But it was very cool. So, Stephen, are you from the Philadelphia area?
Yeah, I'm from north of Philadelphia, kind of northeast of Harrisburg. I'm up from the coal region of eastern Pennsylvania in a very small town that nobody's heard of, so I won't bother mentioning which town it is.
Oh, now you're going to make me crazy. I got to know that.
It's a little town called Shamokin. I mean, it's a fly speck on the map.
Yeah, Shamokin is well known if you're from Pennsylvania. That's a well known town. Coal mines, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever been there, but I surely heard of it. There's a lot of small towns in Pennsylvania, just like in Texas, that no one's ever heard of, but they're very cool places to be. So how long have you been in Houston?
I moved here in near the end of 1993. So as our mutual friend Gail always says, I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as quick as I could.
Yeah, see, now I'm that one guy that always, I guess I'm just a rebel, but I never got here as quick as I could. I moved here from Las Vegas, and as I was driving here, I'm thinking, what am I doing? I must be out of my mind. But when I got here, I got to say, I was happy that I came here. I wouldn't move from here, and I lived in Vegas for 18 years. I wouldn't move back here. I would stay here.
Houston is such a great town. I actually think it's one of the world's best kept metropolitan secrets. We're very diverse. We have a lot of entrepreneurship in this city. The city is very, not only very generous, because we see the amount of generosity that Houstonians have day in and day out, but it's a very open city. It's open to networking. It's open to opportunity. Anybody can come here and make it, whereas in other places that I've lived throughout the country, and I've lived on the West Coast and I've lived up north, the culture of business is just a little bit different.
Yeah, what made me nervous was that real estate was so cheap here. When I moved here, I thought, man, there's got to be something wrong with these homes. Of course, moving from Las Vegas, it was a little bit overpriced to start with, but goodness gracious, I never seen real estate to this day that underpriced, I guess is the correct word.
Well, and it's still like that. I mean, real estate's has had its troubles these last few years all over the country, and Houston's had its fair share. But in comparison to the rest of the country, we have done very well. And I remember in 93 when I moved here, I got an apartment that was 2 to 3 times the size of the closet that I lived in. I moved here from Los Angeles. So it was 2 to 3 times the size of the closet that I'd lived in at the time, and it was half the price.
Mm.
And on top of which, I didn't have to pay state income tax anymore. It was just a completely different world to me, economically speaking.
Yeah, and you know, I've often said this. I don't think that. And it's just my unprofessional opinion, but I don't think that the economy here in the Houston area was hit like it was across the country. I mean, we did feel some of it, but I think we were a lot luckier than most.
No, and I absolutely agree with you. I mean, my business did relatively well over the last couple of years, even during the quote-unquote recession. And I know a lot of people who, you know, if they got out there and they worked hard, they got by, they were able to make it through and are continuing to do so. We've all had our ups and downs, but this economy has certainly done better than I think anywhere else in the country personally. But I think that, again, goes toward our diversity and our entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, if you think about the metropolis that is Houston, where else can you host the world's largest rodeo, and a Super Bowl or a major basketball championship in the same year in the same city? I mean, that's diversity at its finest.
Yeah. And it's very cool. And I don't get out of Katy too much, Stephen. I had the opportunity to go down to the aquarium, downtown aquarium, last week. And, you know, I've never been there. I've lived here for 12, 13 years. Now, you know, my wife takes the kids different places. I never had the opportunity to go there. And I went in there and I walked out, and it was, of course, here is 65 degrees. There's horse carriages parked out front. The skyline downtown was really cool looking. I'm thinking, wow. This is incredible. We're in February. If I'm back in Pennsylvania, you know, I'm getting to the car so fast it's too cold to even stare at anything but where I'm walking. So, I mean, I'm blessed to be here. I love it here.
Well, and I tell that to people all the time. If you're ever having a bad day, just stop for a moment, take a breath, give thanks to just the fact that you're breathing and that you're alive, and go look outside, because we have a beautiful city. And on most days, the weather's pretty decent here. We had our day of winter cold, and we have our real hot, humid days in the summer that we all have to tolerate. But when you look around, we have nice, clear blue skies. We have beautiful landscaping all over the city. I mean, just be glad that you're in a place that has so much opportunity and at the same time so much physical beauty around it, and yet just have the gift to be able to experience all of that as you're working through your day-to-day life.
Yeah. Well, you know, Stephen, there's so many things that I want to talk to you about, and I have this list written, and I've been all over it so far. But are you a married man, Stephen?
Yeah, I've been happily married for 14 years.
Do you have children?
No children.
Okay.
My wife and I, Vivian, we had 4 cats, now we have 3, so I guess those are our kids.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you can spend just as much on the pets as you can children. I guarantee you that.
You don't have to tell me that twice.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things I wanted to find out was, I know that I've heard about you way before I got to meet you. And the first time I actually got to meet you was at the Christian networking group down at Reliant. You had a booth set up down there, and we were down there, my wife and I as well. And I got to personally meet you and listen to you speak down there. Now, I mean, I want to get to the radio part and a little bit longer down the road here. But what is this something that you've always done? Have you always networked? I mean, does that go along with radio, or is this something that you've always done because you've been an entrepreneur at different times?
No, actually, it's not. My first networking experience was, I guess, at the end of 1999, or I should say January 2000. Before that, I had owned a business, and I never did any type of professional business networking. I didn't even know what it was or that it was a fairly common term. But I was closing down a business. Oddly enough, it was a hockey rink that I just couldn't keep going anymore. And I decided to go back into the world of marketing because that was my background. And a friend of mine, who I actually played hockey with, he said, he said, hey, why don't you come to this meeting with me? There's a breakfast meeting that I go to, and it's a group of business professionals that meet to exchange referrals and help each other in business. And I know you're going to be trying to get your next start. This might be a group that could help you. And I said, okay, that sounds great. Where do I go? And he told me where it was. It was Wednesday at the University Club, and it was the BNI Galleria chapter. And and BNI is Business Networking International. For those who are listening don't have never heard that before, I'd be surprised. He invited me to this BNI meeting, and I went there, and I just sat and watched. I'm actually a relatively shy guy. And so I, when I'm in front of new people, I just kind of observe and try to get to know people who I'm talking to and listen and try to learn, you know, what they do. And I sat there and I watched these people interact and network, and the bond, the strength of the bond and the relationships that they had formed in this group, and how they traded business with one another, and how they talked and networked together and supported each other. And I said, this is absolutely amazing. I couldn't believe that I never seen or heard of anything like this before. And I knew at that moment that that was going to be how I built my next business. And I literally put in an application that day, and I've been a BNI member ever since. Plus, from there, I've expanded into working with a lot of different networking groups.
Now, when I first went to a networking group, it was actually a BNI at Highway 6 there at the Crown Royal Plaza, and with Lyle Doherty, and you know, they had been asking me to go there, and I was like, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't even understand what it is. And when I went to a BNI, and then I went to a MyFaro, and I went to an in Houston, I'm thinking, holy cow, where have I been living? This is a really cool way to do business. And it has become the only way that I do business is mostly out of referrals with business acquaintances that I've made in these groups. Now, have you been a guy that's been around the country, you know, you do radio and you have a long reach. Do you think that people across the country are doing it as much as they are in Houston?
That I'm not sure, because I would like to think that business networking is successful enough and popular enough anywhere. And I know the founder of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner, says this. The reason that BNI has grown into the worldwide success that it is because all business people, all entrepreneurs speak the language of referrals. And so I would like to think that if you go to Los Angeles, or if you go to New York, or if you go to any of these other cities across the country, when you get in front of true networkers, when you get in front of entrepreneurs that really want to try to grow their business through relationships, that it does work the same everywhere you go. I personally think that there's no better place to do it than Houston. I mean, because of our culture, because of our open spirit, because of our generosity, I think that I would like to think in my own head that it's probably more successful here than anywhere else.
Well, I think I agree with you. I've put on an event in Las Vegas. I lived for 18 years. You know, I was back to Pennsylvania 6 weeks ago with people from Knight. And, you know, I stayed in a hotel for 2 weeks, and I wanted to find more about what they're doing to referral groups, networking events like that there. I had a little bit of trouble finding that due to another. But I know that here, and it's because I'm involved here, every night, if you want it to be every night. Now, I found some instances anywhere there was a $45 charge, but I was looking for open networking groups. I just want to see, you know, if it was the same way everywhere, or if it was just like this here in Houston, you know. And I haven't been able to make contact with all the chambers out in Las Vegas, and it seems to be kind of popular. You know, they just have the breakfast groups and the lunch groups and the open groups and women's groups. But when I was out there, we tried to find one of them, and they're all more like expo events than networking events, you know, where you were like a lunch or a breakfast type thing, you know, like a BNI type thing. So I'm curious to find that out for sure, if other states are doing that, and if not, out there somehow for people. I think it's a great way for business owners to take their business to the next level. And I say that because I was, before a couple of years ago, I had a remodeling business up here in Katy that did really well. I worked 7 days a week. I had all the business that I needed. And my wife used to ask me about doing that. I was like, you're out of your mind, you know. And one day, health came into play, and I wasn't able to do that anymore. And I had to, like, start all over. And had I been networking, I would have known people that did all different types of stuff. And it would have been a lot easier to position yourself into system knowing more people like that, you know, that are out there and what was involved. Because most of us, you know, if you're a 45, 40-year-old or older and you lose your job, boy, it's a scary world. You got to stare at the computer hoping that resume you just sent out comes back, because there's no one that you can call or talk to. I mean, that's really a hard gig. So, and there's a lot of our population in that age group that I think that networking would make things so much easier. At least it's like a chance of hope for people to have. So I was curious to see how that is around the country.
Well, and networking truly pays off in much more areas than direct business referrals. Whenever you're struggling, whenever you have a problem or a challenge that you're facing in your business life, when you build strong relationships like you can and do in your networking groups, those are the people who can really help you through it with anything from being able to provide you with the solution or resources that you need to face that challenge to just being a little bit more objective than we can be in our own business, because a lot of times as an entrepreneur, I'm very emotional about my business. And I know Roger Bonino talks about this with AdvoCoach all the time. You know, we're caught up in our own business so much that sometimes we can't see all the answers. And we've really got to be able to lean on that network as much as we're able to support that network, because that's what networking is really for. And when you have those strong relationships, those are the people that will be able to help you through anything and help you reach your goals.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really believe that that is the future for business owners. I mean, I just, especially the way our economy is, it's a struggle. It's a struggle to do it with help, let alone by yourself. So I think it's something that needs to be visited by every business owner. And you're right. Roger has a great point, and I'm a victim of it myself. When I worked my business, you know,
And I don't think it's the future. I think it's the present. And I think that any business owner who currently isn't taking advantage of some type of networking opportunity, they're really missing out on the potential success that's available to them. I really think that business networking is more popular now than ever. And like I said, it's not the future. It's happening now. It is the present. And every business professional ought to be more involved in some network or another.
Very good point. Very good point. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to find out about Stephen Kay, the radio. What is your title? Are you a co-host, a DJ? How do you, how do you describe it?
Well, maybe all of the above. I do co-host the Talk 650 Morning Show with my dear friend Brent Clanton, who's a radio veteran. I am a host and producer of other talk shows, I don't know. I guess you could just call me the radio guy. I mean, I try to do a little bit of everything with radio, and it's the industry that I love.
All right, so there you have it, folks. We're going to be right back with the radio guy here in a very short time here. Let's just do a little commercial break.
Hi, this is Tony Gambone from Stop Talk Radio, and I would like to invite you to my new church home, Parkway Fellowship Church. The Park is a purpose-driven church led by Pastor Mike McGowan. If you're new to church like me, you will love this place and the people there. Everyone at the Park makes you feel great. The music is awesome. The message is important. But most of all, I leave every Sunday feeling like there's no other place for me to be. There are two services, 9:15, 10:45. Bring the kids. There's great age-appropriate programming for children and teenagers, newborns through 12th grade. you can be a part of the small groups as well. So I invite you to try out the church at the park soon. To find out more, go to www.parkwayfellowship.com or visit this Sunday. I look forward to seeing you there.
Are you a small business owner who is overwhelmed? Does your business have strategies and policies in place to ensure stability? How do you keep track of your employees? Building and maintaining a proper human resource system is very necessary in order to avoid disputes and problems in the long run. Running your own business does not have to feel like a juggling act. TWG Business Services gives you the solutions to streamline your business, allowing you to focus on what you do best, running and growing your business. Contact us today for your free online listing and business analysis. Go to www.twgbusinessservices.com or give us a call at 281-392-2098.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and we are on the show here today with the radio guy, as he mentioned that I call him the radio god, because he does more than just one show and one thing. And the more I'm listening, the more I am learning. There's a lot of stuff about Stephen Kay that we can't find out in just one show. We're going to bring him back on the air here in just one second. One thing I want to mention before we get back with Stephen is Deliver Life Walk Houston. Okay, that's April 2nd, 2011, from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And tomorrow we'll be completed with having that direct link for you to sign up for Deliver Life Walk for Houston this year. And I highly recommend you signing up under the Tough Talk with Tony Gambone team. We're going to have a great time. There's a 1K, a 5K. There's Starbucks, there's Walmart, there's Be Fit Food, there's Methodist Hospitals, all kind of big sponsors that'll be there. And one of the things that I just want to mention, I had the opportunity of not only meeting but sitting next to and emceeing a show kickoff, and I got to meet a gentleman down there who has a 7-year-old child that was born with the liver disease. And I'm going to tell you, folks, if that doesn't break your heart and make you want to get involved, I don't know if there's anything in the world that does. So I highly recommend, email me, tony@tonygambone.com, or wait till tomorrow and just make a direct connection on my website, toughtalkwithtonygambone.com, and be a part of this. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it is April 2nd from 7:30 till 10:30. And Stephen, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Couple things, Stephen. I was giving you a little bit of a hard time about what they call you or what you consider yourself. And, you know, the reason why I do that is because, not because I'm simple, but a lot of times I am. But the fact of the matter is, people wonder often, you know, what it is that you consider yourself or what you would like to be called, or, you know, how you would announce your title. I mean, off the record type of thing, you know what I mean? Because that just makes you, let's face it, you're the guy on AM radio. When they drive to work, they're hearing your voice come through their speakers. You're larger than life at that point in time. So they don't know more about you than just what you show yourself as on the radio show. And I know there's so much more about you. Like, no one, I would have never known that you...
The most common nickname I've had, oddly enough, came from a joke. I got a piece of mail, because my company name is Stephen K. Media, and I got a piece of mail that said Mr. Stephen Media. And I guess it was some kind of mix-up in whoever sent me this, you know, whatever it was. And a friend of mine saw that, and so he actually started calling me and nicknamed me Mr. Media. And then all of our friends in our network started to do the same thing, and I'm not a big fan of the title, but it was probably the one that stuck with me the most.
Well, you got to be known as something, right? And there
exactly.
Could be a lot worse. You know, they could accuse you of a lot worse. So let's talk about Stephen. Let's talk about your company. I mean, I want to get your radio show, but I mean, I from the homework that I've been doing, there's a lot more that you do than just the co-host. The 6:50 talk morning radio show, right?
That's correct. My business, my actual company, is a radio media advertising agency that helps people with your traditional radio commercial spot campaigns to strategic interview placement on industry related shows, to potentially having your own talk show as a marketing tool for your business. And there's plenty of all of these opportunities out there. I guess the advantage that I offer is that I'm an independent agency broker who does media buying, so I can unbiasedly represent people to pick the best station, best time slot, best show that will work well for their business versus somebody who might work for a particular station or show who says, well, we have the best no matter what you do.
Right. And so when you, we had talked before about you having a, you mentioned that you had an ice skating rink. Is that right? Or a hockey rink?
Well,
or
it was a hockey rink, but it was actually roller hockey.
Roller hockey, okay.
Which
so,
was another huge mistake to do in Houston.
Well,
ice would have been a little bit more welcoming in the summertime.
I think that I read somewhere, and it might have been today on Facebook, if you're not making mistakes, you're not learning. So I think that's a process that we all have to get through, and it doesn't seem to have hurt you in that process. But did you go to school for radio? I mean, how did you end up in radio?
No, I never went to school for broadcasting of any kind. I was actually at the time in the insurance business. It was about my first or second year in that industry where I was invited on to a show as a guest. And two little funny coincidences that I always like to bring up and share is, number one, the show was on the station that I'm on now, which is AM 650. And then the other little odd coincidence is that the show host's name was Dr. K. And that was her first name, but that's what she went by on the air. So I always thought that that was kind of funny that when I ended up back on radio, although I didn't start on 650, I started on 700. But when I ended up back on my own show, I ended up back on 650, and, well, my name is Stephen K. So it's kind of I guess, all came home for me.
Mm, yeah. And so now you do more than – so, I mean, you do radio, but your business is marketing, or is it media marketing? Or
It's strictly radio marketing and advertising. I don't do other types of media such as television or print or web. I know a lot of good people who specialize in those. In those particular niches, and that's one of the ways I network with people is and share that business so that I can provide my clients with services that they need. I don't think radio is the end all. I think as far as advertising and marketing, you need to be spreading it out. You need to be doing a little bit of everything. But my particular niche is radio, and even to narrow it down even further, it's really talk radio specific for business. Because there's a lot of different radio out there, but a business coach isn't necessarily going to do well on the number one pop station. A tax consultant isn't going to do well on necessarily well on country music. And it's not that the people who need their services aren't listening to those stations. It's why they're listening at that particular moment. When I listen to music radio, it's to relax. When I listen to talk radio, it's to be informed. And if you really want to inform your target client and prospect, then talk radio is really where you have the opportunity to do that, and you have the opportunity to do it in long format, meaning you can do more than just a commercial. You can be interviewed by these shows. You can find programs that are related specifically to your industry, and that's the real beauty about talk radio is there's pretty much a show about everything.
Right. Okay, now I'm going to ask the question that I'm probably going to be sorry that I asked, but I'm going to take a shot at it.
oh, boy.
You know,
they said this was tough talk.
No, it's going to be tougher for me, the answer, I think. Anyway, now I know how long you've been doing radio here in Houston?
A little over 6 years, about six and a half years maybe.
All right. Now,
my first radio experience was in 2001, but as far as my own business, it's about six and a half years.
Okay. Well, now let me ask you this question. And I want you to be straight with me, okay? I value your opinion. What do you think of Blog Talk Radio?
Oh, boy. Okay, how do I answer this? And
Let me give you a suggestion. And this is the only time you get to do this. You can answer it as honestly as you can, because that's really what we're looking for.
Well, and that's the only way to answer any question that you ask. I really just kind of want to formulate my thoughts so that you actually get the right idea versus the wrong idea. But Blog Talk Radio, more generically, Internet radio, is a wonderful technology. And I know for a fact it's going to continue to grow. I know for a fact that the future of all media is on the Internet. And the thing about Internet radio is that it's still very new. And you're playing in a much bigger sandbox, meaning you really have to have other marketing elements in place in order to attract a large audience because of the size of the playground you're in. I mean, you're on the World Wide Web. People can listen to you from anywhere. Whereas with terrestrial radio, you're very localized. And localized is still pretty large. I mean, Talk 650, the station I'm on, goes from Beaumont to Sealy, or even further. I drove to San Antonio one day, and I got the station all the way to about maybe a half an hour outside of San Antonio. So, I mean, radio travels far. But in general, our main audience is the Houston metropolitan area, and that includes, you know, Katy, Woodlands, Sugarland, Galveston, et cetera. And so you have that localized target geographical area, but you do have more of a built-in audience with terrestrial radio because these stations are established. They've been around for a long while. They've attracted an audience based on their format. And when you look at Internet radio, you know, on the Blog Talk Radio channel, you can have your show, which is about business, and you can have another show, which is about cooking, and you can have another show, which is about religion, and you can have another show that's comedy, and it's not as focused. So the advantage with terrestrial radio is that you get a little bit more focused in what you're looking for programming-wise, and the advantage with Internet radio is it goes a lot further. The key to success in the industry, especially for the media companies themselves, is going to be learning to adapt to the new wave of technology that's here and what's yet to come. And that's true in any industry. If you do not adapt to the technology that you have available today and what's going to be available tomorrow, you will fail in business.
Yeah.
And you can ask any railroad company that used to do mass public transportation.
Right. Very good point. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. If you don't keep up with the times are going to pass you on by. So,
yeah, you'll be left behind for sure.
Now, have you thought about dabbling in Blog Talk, or have you?
Yeah, we've done a little bit of dabbling. The good news is that most of the major radio stations are doing Internet broadcast in some way, shape, or form. You know, CBS Radio's Talk 650 channel has its own web stream. They stream it on AOL Radio and Yahoo Radio. So there's obviously a large outlet there. But the audience is still primarily dependent on the terrestrial signal just because of the nature of how it's been set up. So the industry itself still has a long way to go on both ends, but I do think that is the future of all radio and all broadcast media when it comes right down to it. And you see the same transformation happening in television. You now have all your major networks with websites where you can get their content online. If you didn't see your favorite TV show when it was on Monday night at 7, you can catch it online later that night or later that week. And you're going to see, you now see Google TV and Apple and all of these other companies coming out with their own brand of Internet broadcasting. And you're going to see these industries meld and remold themselves and eventually come together.
That's really great stuff. You know, like with your radio show is 650, That's archived. You can go and listen to all that, right?
Yes.
Famous blog.
You can find us on our website at Talk650MorningShow.com, and we do archive. I've archived every show I've ever done since I've started radio, and I even left my first shows up there, as horrible as they were. If somebody really wanted to go back to my very first show in April 2005 and found out how bad I was back then versus how bad I am today, they can listen to it.
Yeah, that's really funny because, I mean, there's no doubt that the the first show was the worst show.
It always is for everybody.
Yeah, that's what they told me. They said, you know, I was like, I did the first show, I was screaming, and I was talking too loud, and you know, I still make just as many mistakes, you know what I mean? But they're not as funny, I guess you would say. And but the guy told me, he says, oh, this is, you'll see, in a week's time, 2 weeks' time, a month, you'll be a whole bunch better at it. And it was like, yeah, well, it's nowhere but up to go. So that's pretty
fun. It's like anything new. When you first try it out, it's not going to be as comfortable. You're not going to be smooth. You're not going to do it efficiently. And over time, if you keep learning and practicing and developing your skills, you just get better at it.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, like in my situation, it's just who I am. And I think that sometimes that sells more than some of the information I give out there. But it is important to like it. I mean, it's my hobby. It started out as this something as a hobby, and it's turned into be even more than that now. And I mean, I still like it just as much today as I did in May when I started doing it. And I listen to AM radio, FM radio, and I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if this was like what I was supposed to do from a long time ago. And if so, I would have been good enough to do it by now. But it's really fun. I mean, do you still, you've been doing it 6 years or so now, do you still get off the air with that same enthusiasm that you had in the beginning?
There's two things to that. Number one, when I'm still getting ready to go on the air, I'm still nervous. And I think that surprises a lot of people. And I'm glad I'm still nervous. A little bit of fear always keeps you alert. A little bit of, for the lack of a better term, anxiety keeps you sharp. And I'm glad that's still with me. I learned that a long time ago when I was learning to ride my bike. My dad told me, the day you stop being nervous or a little bit scared of stuff around you is the day you got to stop riding.
Right.
Because that's when you become too comfortable, and that's most likely when you'll have an accident. I think that's the same in most things that we do in our day-to-day lives. If you always have that little bit of that edge that keeps you alert, then that's always a good thing. And then, yes, the other end of that question is, yes, I love being on the air. I love what we do on our show. I think our show provides a lot of valuable information to business professionals that they can use in their own lives. And that's really my passion. That's why I network in different organizations, as we discussed earlier. That's why my business exists. It's really to help people develop themselves, develop their own success. And I think in some way, shape, or form, we all do that. That's why we provide the products and services that we do, is to help others succeed.
Right.
And I think that's what my show does, and that's why I enjoy it day in and day out.
Well, Stephen, can you let everybody know, because I just want to get this information out there, and then I want you to tell everybody a little bit about what your show, what's the focus of it, you know, what your target is and all that stuff there. I know that I listen to your show a lot just to pick up pointers. I know I'm not supposed to cheat or steal, but I try to put them in different words. Anyway, let everybody know how they can find you, the website, email, phone number, how they can be a part of your show, whatever information that's available for people out there. How do they go about doing that?
Well, people can find the show at the show website itself, talk650morningshow.com. It's a great website. Like I said, we have everything archived. We have all of our sponsors' links up there. You can see what's coming up on the show. We have an event calendar that includes a lot of networking events, so there's a lot of different resources that are available at talk650morningshow.com. If somebody would like to reach me directly, they can They can just call me at the office. My office number is as simple as dialing my name. It's 713-STEPHEN-K. And that's Stephen with a V, 713-STEPHEN-K. And you can reach me at my office if you need advice on how to do radio marketing or want to get in touch with me about my show. And, of course, you can email me directly. My email address is simply me@stephenklive.com.
Okay, and we'll make sure to get that information out again on the show. And I had the privilege of meeting your the gal that works for you in your office in the Sandy Lawrence boot camp. And, you know, I was a little upset. I said to Sandy, you said Stephen Kay was going to be here, and I got his assistant. Well, I didn't know how much better looking she was than you were, so, you know, I settled.
Most people prefer to deal with Jacqueline than they do with me, and she is here to help.
Yeah, well, she did a great job and great input. I was impressed with her, and you're lucky to have her helping you. But let's talk about your show, Stephen. What is it that me as a business owner or an individual would get out of listening to your show? What is the information that you try to provide?
Well, the Talk 650 Morning Show is primarily a business program that focuses on day-to-day business activities and advice to everything that's going on around us and how we can utilize our environment for opportunities. We talk about current events. We talk about a little bit of news and politics, although we are not a political show. We talk about real estate, finance, B2B. We talk a little bit about sports and entertainment. I mean, we're on for 3 hours a day. It can't all be straight-laced business stuff. We try to have a lot of fun. But everything that we do typically focuses on giving every person out there who's an entrepreneur, who's a business professional, who's trying to make it in this world and try to succeed, regardless of what's happening around us, it's designed to give advice to those people who need it and want it and are working hard to continually improve their lives and their success. And that's what we work on every day on the morning show.
Now, if myself as a business owner, if I wanted to come on your show, I mean, is it something that people get asked to do? Is it something that they can apply to do? Is it part of the advertising themselves on your show? How does that work?
Well, the answer is any or all of the above. A lot of the people who are on our show on a regular basis are sponsors that we have handpicked. They do help us fund the show. They're there to provide education and advice as part of their expertise in their own industry. There's people that we bring on just because we know and like them. There's people that we bring on for more of the current events from local to national news who, I guess, are experts in their own right. And there's a pretty good variety of people. But I'd say most of our guests, most of the people that are on the show are local business owners, just like you and I, who are working hard every day, and they have a particular area of expertise that they help on. And if you piece all of these people together, you know, we have people who give good day-to-day business advice. We have people who give accounting advice. We have people who give financial advice, whether it be investing or business financing or real estate. We have people who give good health advice. And if you piece all of these things together, you can get different lessons on a daily basis from aspects that affect you and how you're going to succeed day-to-day in this world. And everything that we talk about really goes back to that message. How we take care of our health certainly affects our productivity and success. How we manage our money is a huge part of building wealth and success in this world. How we run our businesses and how we market ourselves and how we're able to sell and all of the things that you would think you would need to take dozens of courses on, we encapsulate in a 3-hour daily program. And my friend Latiya Ballard, who who runs Christian Networking Group, where you and I originally met. I'll steal her line because it's one of my favorite things when she says it. She says it's like getting a free workshop or several free workshops every day while you're on your morning drive to begin with.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. It's an awesome opportunity. If anyone out there hasn't listened to this show, well, hang up now and never call back. But the truth of the matter is most people out there have heard it. And if you I'll tell you what I'd like to do is make sure that everybody starts listening to it, okay? I started doing it by, Sandy Lawrence was on it one day, and then Roger was on it, and James Dutton, and I started listening to just a little bit of it. And then, you know, when I started doing this here show myself, I started listening to more of it, to pick up pointers and this and that. Now, you guys are on for 2 hours a day?
3 hours a day, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., that's Central Time if you're not listening in Texas. We're on 3 hours a day, and we have this great variety of people that just give advice day in and day out. And some of the people that you mentioned, I mean, Roger Bonino, I've known him for a while. He's a very good business coach. He really helps us keep that objectivity and accountability in our business. You mentioned James Dutton, who spoke at the Get Connected conference with us. And he was on the program just a few weeks ago. And this guy really knows his stuff when it comes to sales and marketing. I mean, when you think about each of these people and the advice that they have to offer and our ability to put that together all in one program, it really hits home to what we're all striving toward. And I love having them on. I mean, if anything else, I'm sitting there learning something that I can do in my own business every single day. When I get done with that show at 10 o'clock, I am jazzed and energized and ready to go out and face the world because I know that I just got about 10 good pieces of advice over the last 3 hours that I can use to help me improve my business, as well as pass that advice on to help others who are listening improve theirs.
Yeah, I have the pleasure of working the switchboard for Roger's Ask Coach Roger show that he does now every Tuesday morning. He does a blog radio show. And I'm telling you, when I get done listening, you know, because it's a change of pace for me. I have to keep my mouth shut and I had to learn to mute my mic. And, you know, there's a couple different things. But when I got done listening, I was like, holy cow, this is really cool. I'm like a free lesson here. You know, and then I'm thinking, what a great platform that radio provides for people like myself that's a business owner. I mean, you know, you go out and you do business every day. You deal with different things. And, you know, you're in your little thing and you're working really hard. But if you have 10, 15, 20 minutes, an hour sometimes just to listen to what other people are going through in their business, talking to a business coach or, you know, the different things. Like, for instance, you said health. I mean, hey, there's no doubt in my mind if you're not healthy, it doesn't matter what you have, what kind of business you have, you're not going to be successful if you can't make it to work. So there's a whole bunch of things that just go together, and I find that people struggle with taking the time out to take the free opportunities that are out there for them to get a little, like, it's a little bite. So that you can, you know, kind of just want more and want more and want more. And once you see that the stuff starts working as a remedy, you know, you want to buy up all the supplies of it. I mean, someone said to me, oh, you got to pay for a business coach. Well, I'll give you, for instance, Steve. When I got into networking, there was a business coach, there's a life coach, there's a this coach and a that. My joke was, I need a coach to tell me what coach I need. And then as I started learning, well, I really did. But as I started learning what each individual, like I've sat down for hours with Roger, James Dutton, Sandy Lawrence. I mean, these are people that provide some incredible stuff. I mean, even Mitchell Fromm, okay, like he talks about networking and stuff like that. That's his gig. And the stuff that I learned from them and you know, make no confusion here. If you're not willing to pick someone's brain and learn, it's just a waste of time. But what these people and what I've learned to do through my radio show is provide that same opportunity back to everybody because this is all for free. And I think that everybody should get the same opportunity to take advantage of as everyone else. So that way there, at the end of the day, they can sit back and say, you know, I took advantage of what came my way today. Or, you know, I blew it. I should have done things differently. I'll start again tomorrow. And if people have that opportunity, I think the chance of success gets greater for everybody. So I really get stoked.
That is absolutely true. I mean, the only way we're going to succeed is if we grow. And the only way we're going to grow is if we take the time to learn and educate ourselves. So I don't care if it's my show that's the educational platform of your choice, or if you read a lot of books, or you listen to somebody else's advice program, or you go to seminars and workshops, or you do all of the above. The more ways you're able to educate yourself, the more opportunity you will have to continue to grow your own success, because you'll always be learning and evolving. And if we don't learn something new every day, then we just become stagnant. And if we become stagnant, then we stop growing and we die. So you really got to be educating yourself in some way, shape, or form in order to continue to grow your success in the way that we all say we want to. Because a lot of people's businesses grow and a lot of people's businesses do well, but are you really where you set out to be? Are you really making the type of money that you used to say that you wanted to make, that you used to dream about? And I think that if we take the time to continue to educate ourselves on a daily basis, that's what helps us get there. So regardless of my show or any other educational platform out there, do something that allows you to learn from someone else on a daily basis.
Yeah, you know, I watched a show with my wife last night. It's called Undercover Boss on television. I don't know if you've ever seen that show. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And you know, I compare it to what you're doing, what I try to do, and what people like James and Mitchell and Roger and Sandy and all the Eric Stanley that they try to do is they try to help people. And it's so cool to see corporate people go down into the lower ranks. It's really funny to watch them. They're not very talented at really making a daily living with their hands. You know what I mean? But the fact that they get the opportunity to see what their company provides for the community and generations of people and families, I mean, if that doesn't make you want to do something good, I don't know what does. And I think that the platform of networking and doing a radio show that provides information, hey, look, that's the way you make your living. But, I mean, some people do it by robbing banks. You're doing it by providing quality information to people that can take advantage of the opportunity to grow their business through what you're teaching them. And I mean, when they got their business big enough, they could even advertise through your show. It's just unlimited. So it's really got to be cool to look back and say, hey, you know, for the last 6 years, I've been providing this for the people in Houston, the business owners in Houston, helping them grow in the city that you live in. To be a part of that, it's got to be really a warm feeling.
You know, I guess going back to what I said before, I absolutely love what I do. I love the fact that we're able on a daily basis to provide a platform where people can learn and grow from. I love hearing the success stories that we get from our listeners because they've worked with somebody that's on our show, or they heard a piece of advice on a topic that we were discussing that day and they were able to implement that in their business. I believe you know Jerry Hobby from Anything Internet. He comes on the program every week, usually on Wednesdays, and gives web marketing and web development advice. And we always get feedback from people who had took that one piece of advice that he gave that week and implemented it on their own website and saw a difference that day or that week in their web traffic or their close ratio or their click-through success on their marketing campaign. And it's just seeing that happen lets us know that we're doing our jobs right and we're providing a good service, because everything that we do is about helping the community grow. And I think if we do that on our end, if we provide a good program that has all of that information wrapped up into it, then Houston grows as a successful business community and we all benefit. And we're all in this together, so we've all got to work together to continue to help each other succeed. And that kind of goes back to networking, which is where we started off.
Right. And you know, it's amazing that it just keeps coming back to that. And so it's got to be a fact that without it, you can't be all you can be without it. I mean, it's just impossible, because you're not It's like that tree, you know, you're not using all the branches that's available to you, you know, to branch out and reach every part of your community. You're just cutting yourself short. Anyway, I got to take a short break. And Stephen, first of all, thank you for being on the show more than 30 minutes like I begged you to be. Okay. We had about 5 minutes left. So I got to play a commercial. I'd really like to come back. There's one more question that I want to hit on. Okay. Well, I don't think people know as much about this as they do about you on the radio. So we'll be right back here in 1 second.
If you're working too hard for not enough profit, you need to run to your phone and call Roger Bonino from Avicoach. Roger works with business owners to increase profits by at least 68% per year and will help build a team to run the business for you so you can have time for yourself. Give him a call today at 281-937-7196 or go to www.avicoach.com/Arbonino for a free coaching session and business analysis. Let Roger Bonino be your business advisor, making your success a reality.
If you're in the top 25% of the fastest times,
wow, what a great speaker. Where did you find him?
You know, I used to have trouble finding speakers. Then someone told me about SpeakerCoop.com.
SpeakerCoop.com? What's that?
It's a website full of speakers who speak to groups like ours.
How did you decide which speaker to choose?
The website lets you search for speaker by topic.
I've got to find a speaker for our luncheon next month. This will make it easy. I'm going to go to SpeakerCoop.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and we have been spending a great hour of time here with Stephen Kay, and I'm just really excited about having him on my show today, okay? For those of you who know me out there, I've been waiting for this day to show up, and I just want to say, Stephen, thank you so much for taking time out for us today. I know that your days are very full. I have one more question. We got about 2 minutes left here, and I just have one more question. I've heard you speak, and my question is, when are you going to start speaking more?
I try to speak as often as I can. I actually have a speaking engagement coming up in March, on March 9th, at a luncheon at the Houston City Club. I try to speak somewhere at least once a month, if not more often. It just depends on when the opportunities come up. I'm happy to talk to any local organization, group, or company about business or about marketing or about broadcast media. So I just do it as much as I can. I don't do it professionally. I don't market myself as a speaker, but I am happy to try to share the things that I've learned through my own experiences and from the experiences of some of the great people that are on my show anytime I can.
Well, this brings up my second question. Why wouldn't you speak professionally?
I don't know. That's
okay.
That's a tough question. I've never pursued. I pursued it on the radio, but I haven't pursued it in a public speaking format. I guess the one thing that I will say is that I am nervous when I speak in public, a lot more than I am ever on the radio, and I did choose radio for a reason. I chose radio over television. I chose radio over the public platform because at least I can sit and hide behind my microphone and be the shy person that I am.
Yeah, but listening to you for 1 hour now, you're a very good speaker, and it just seems as though if you would just be telling your story, you have a lot to offer to people. You know what I mean? And I think that that's something that you ought to look into deeper. I mean, have you ever been to Speaker Co-op here in Houston?
No, I've been invited by Gail Stolzenberg, but I actually haven't been able to attend yet. I would love to.
Okay. Well, I know that your show might interfere with that time frame, but I'm going to make sure to put you. Yeah, I'm going to put you on the list because you never know if you got done early or maybe if you just got done on time, you might have an opportunity to sit down with those guys. And if not, I'd love to sit down and introduce you to them after the Speaker Co-op luncheon is over, you know, in a mutual place so you can get to know those people. I think that you have a lot to offer.
Well, I guess I can always use my second excuse is that I have a face for radio, so that's why I don't go out in public.
Well, I can relate, bud. I can totally relate. Anyway, I got to go. We got about 30 seconds left here. And, Stephen, thank you so much for your time today. Make sure
My
everyone
honor.
make sure that everyone tunes in to Talk 650 Morning Show. It's from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on AM radio. Check Stephen out. Call in. Give him a hard time. Tell him that you heard him on Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And, folks, we'll see you on Wednesday. Once again, Stephen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, live from the Virtual Tone Studios. Special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a guest, go to www.toughtalkwithtonygambone.com.